Warning. Following video contains strong language which may be offensive to some viewers and or inappropriate for children. The content within this video is intended for mature audiences only.
This is a kind of a, for us, for me, it's a huge announcement for Meet Us in the Man Cave here. Discord. Chris, please explain it to myself. I have seen it. I've heard about it. I have no clue. What's this all about, Discord?
Yeah, a little bit of a PSA. Discord, it's used a lot for gamers. And so much so that while they're playing their games, they kind of talk and chat with each other. It's kind of like a service where they can stay in communication while they're in game. Me and Scott were talking about it. I mean, why not? More possibilities for people to get a hold of us. Let's start a Discord. You know, meet us in the Man Cave. Man Cave, of course, is hyphenated, but we are on Discord. We have several, text channels you can just go into if you're actually on the server with fellow people. You can talk to them at any point. Like, you can talk to them about, say we get rolling on the MCM masks, like we're rolling out masks and people want to ask about this mask or this mask. I mean, what masks we have available. They want to have mask discussions, whatever. And this is just hypothetical, of course, because we're not to that point yet. But you can be in here. There's all sorts of different hashtags. There's different rooms that we have set up here. You go in there. You want to talk about Man Cave masks. Go in there. You can talk to other people. You can ask them how their experiences was. You can, you know, what anything you want to know about. What masks? Do you want to see pictures of masks? Do you want to this, that, and the other? It would be an open forum for people to go in and have discussions. We wouldn't necessarily have to be involved. It would be like we could kind of create a forum for you guys to talk to each other. And eventually, I mean, we would love to have, you know, lives or interactions with you guys to the point where you can open up your, it of course has a video display. It of course has, you know, speech through mics and things like that. There's all sorts of forms of communication, or you can just log in there and just type away and say, hey guys, what's up? And then we can talk to you like that. It's just a communication app. It's something that allows, you know, more instant than say like a YouTube or any of the other avenues that we have right now. It's just it's a good all-around service to create kind of an ecosystem for a brand, such as, you know, as we want to do with Meet Us in the Man Cave. Just get a group of like-minded people together, and, you know, you can talk about, there's horror, there's movies, there's music, there's cars, there's random shit, there's live streams, there's watch-alongs. Hopefully we can do watch-alongs one day. We'd love to do that with movies. There's the Man Cave, there's the masks, you know, there's a garage section. You want to talk cars, it's in there. It's just, for now, it's doing what it's doing. And, you know, we intend to add upon it, of course. And hopefully it gets bigger. But as of now, I mean, yeah, meet us in the Man Cave, Man Cave hyphenated. Look us up on Discord. Hopefully you guys get over there. That'd be great.
So
be awesome.
Yeah. And the thing of it is, see, I'm extremely new to Discord. And so you can, I would imagine, download an app on your phone to use it rather, or you could use it on your, like say, laptop or desktop for Discord.
Yep. Anywhere you want.
And this would be great. Like I said, live streaming. Cause if we use, I know X that was once Twitter, they're getting more involved with video. And I'm hoping with the service that we use with Riverside for streaming, I'm hoping they'll get Rumble involved there, because it would be nice to, because from what you're describing there, it sounds like you could take YouTube, Rumble, possibly X, maybe Facebook. If we're doing a live stream on all of those, it seems like all the communication could be right there on Discord, instead of like, well, where do I talk? Do I do it here? Discord seems like it'd be a lot more simple just to have a, especially if you have a good friend that's on Discord, you're all right there.
It's a little more streamlined.
Yeah.
Say like, because what it became for gamers was like you had people on, you know, Microsoft on their Windows computer. You had Steam. You had all these different avenues that people were playing games, and they needed one place to be where they could communicate with each other. And Discord kind of became that.
Yeah, it reminds you of your original forums that they started with websites. That's what it sounds like to me. Huh. Yeah, I keep on forgetting to bring that up since you've talked about games here with Discord a lot. I mean, I'm not a big gamer, but why the hell not bring that into the avenue with Chris being, a gamer and all that? There's got to be tons of, like, Jake Patton, you know, he's a big gamer. Dustin, he's a big gamer. There's going to be tons and and tons of individuals out there that could be, that should be listening and watching us that are gamers. Hell, I don't care. You guys could. It's not like I'll just sit here the whole time. I'm like, are you guys about done? Jamie. I mean, hell.
I could talk, man. You guys. I can talk games till I'm blue in the face.
I mean, dear Lord, talk. Yeah, I mean, shit. I welcome that. Bring in some gamers. Talk about the latest games. Hell, I could probably sit here on my other computer and think I'm knowing what the hell I'm talking about. The latest games in 2024. Is this any good? And you can have Chris yourself and others like, oh no, that game sucks. I don't know, whatever that's the trending topic when it comes to games, you know.
Tekken 8 has consumed my life.
I don't have,
that's like, oh my god, that's probably the best fighting game ever made.
You know,
if you want to judge someone's thought process and how quick and snappy they are, you can't get better than a fighting game. It's like the true competition right there, man.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre. I've talked to you about that privately. What are your thoughts on that Texas Chainsaw Massacre game?
It was good. It was good. Going from, I think Gun Media made that, but going from the Friday the 13th game, mm-hmm. I think they did that. And then from that, they moved to that Texas Chainsaw. There's a lot of similarities between Friday the 13th and that Texas Chainsaw, but they improved on a lot of things. It's basically like an escape game.
I understand Kane Hodder is playing Leatherface in that as well. Mm-hmm. So,
and Scout Compton is one of the characters as well. She's one of the girls.
I guess she's played a lot of characters in that from what I've heard, so... That's pretty cool.
Did she pay a lot?
Yeah. Awesome. So, yeah. So, there you go. I guess I know a little bit. It's only because I like, Taylor Scout, and I've listened to her talk about it and all that. And naturally, being a fan of Texas Chainsaw Massacre, that's interesting. Now, I used to play, back in the day, like the original PlayStation, when that first, console came out, I played the first Evil Dead, and I was hooked on that. And then after that, I was like, I'm done. I've played like the Rock Band and all that other stuff, which is so funny because the first time I picked up one of those plastic guitars, I'm like, I can't do this. This isn't like playing a guitar. That was fun.
One of the discussions I had with Natalie when we first got together was I do certain things. And she was like, okay. And I was like, I'm a huge gamer. I'm a huge car guy. I love music.
And I love pancakes. Sorry.
Don't mess or take me away from any of those things and we'll be good. And we've never had a problem since.
She's being a woman. She's like, just give me a family and we're good. So that sounded insulting. It really did. I'm sorry, Natalie. No, I didn't mean to put it that way. Because Natalie's an awesome mom, so I shouldn't say that.
Oh, Natalie's, I mean, she's.
She puts her family first. I highly respect her big time. So that's awesome.
She's my best friend.
So yeah, there you go. Find your best friend and you'll make, if what's that saying? You being close to your mom, If mom's happy. Is that how you say it? Mom's happy. I butchered it. I apologize, moms.
You know, just make the women in your life happy and you'll be good.
Yep. That's why I'm single. Are you a complete loser? Well, go open a can of Meet Us in the Man Cave beer. It friggin' tastes awesome.
Drink responsibly. Only available at Bubba.
But yeah, we got to get some games in here. I think I would find it interesting regardless, you know. Because in all honesty, I don't have time to game. I got to edit shit all the time. That's my game. That's my game right there. Because if you think about
it. Oh, shit.
Seriously, think about it. My hours are, when it comes to a computer, it's editing.
I fucked all that up for him, guys. That's my bad. We keep making content, and I'm no good at editing. I can't give them.
I started editing shit back in the 90s, and I waited till this very moment in 2024. Even though before this shit existed, I knew that Chris was going to come along because I had this, you know, I had a DeLorean that brings us into our car, you know, subject that had a flux capacitor. So now we know time travel is possible because of editing videos. Damn it.
Yeah.
It's so weird because I have a short attention span, but how is it that I could spend as much time? I can't tell you how many hours I have spent editing, you know, from weddings to personal videos for other, I mean, you name it, from YouTube to personal. I can't tell you the man hours I put into it. Gee, maybe I should start promoting the idea of Patreon and social. I'm doing this shit for free.
That sounds like the way you talk about that is the way I talk about like gaming.
Oh yeah. I love editing. Like, I do. I just, it's my thing I love. So I want to break from it sometimes, but once I get here, okay, right now you can't see it, folks. But once I'm on my other computer and I start editing, don't fuck with me. I'm gone.
And we got to get Scott a new computer here soon because he's doing all this work for us, ladies and gentlemen.
I think we have to get more of a following before we. I feel bad for saying that now.
Let's start a GoFundMe. Yeah.
No,
that's a way to do it.
In all reality, any YouTuber that or any content creator that creates their own brand, from Discord, what we've been talking about here, to gamers, to people that are YouTubers, they're basically entrepreneurs. You're going to have to work for free for probably 5 years, if not longer, before you could start paying yourself. So please, we joke around about that stuff. I'm like, damn it, I'm putting a lot of time into this, but I know instinctively I got to put the time in. It's not going to happen overnight. We don't have, we're not sponsoring anybody right now other than, let me see here, our own beer, our own apparel, our own panty liners, our own, I forget the name.
Hey, panty liners?
Well, the underwear.
Hey,
I butchered it. I think that's where I put the ad in.
don't talk about our unmentionables. All right.
Damn it! I forget the other one. What was the other one called? Do either one of you, Andrew or Chris, do you ever get that not so fresh feeling?
Yeah, I guess.
Well, thanks to our new sponsors, Mass and Gilbert. Yes.
Mass and Gilbert.
It sounds a lot like a Mass and Gilbert, but it's from Mass and Gilbert. Basically, they will leave you feeling, you know, fresh and clean. Yes, they're dedicated to basically effective formula that cleanses you with some irritations down there, you know what I mean? Yeah, it's a comfort, you know, glide strip with the flexible neck bottle. It's comfortable and easy to use. Mass and Gilbert. Freshness made simple.
I don't know where we went.
Only available at Bubba.
I got to make some more ads. Those are so fun. But Discord, I have got to learn more about it. It makes a lot of sense. I really, really hope that it'll make so much more sense because it seems to me like that's when the live streaming is when it will really take its advantage, you know, to it.
Well, my buddy Jameson is our first member. He's in there.
Is he there right now waiting for us to respond?
Yes, he is.
Well, tell Jameson we got to get him on the podcast.
Remember that one night he joined and we were playing pool?
Oh, yeah. This was without the – yeah. Yes, we got to get we got to get Jameson on here. I'm leaving that up to you, Chris. We got to get Jameson on here.
We were listening to music, and I think I was singing something embarrassing, and we were playing pool, and I think he texted me and said, "Are you on Discord?" I was like, "No." It recorded everything.
I've met Chris's friend Jameson at Cars and Coffee, and in 5 minutes I could tell why Chris is good friends with Jameson and all that. So, Jameson, if you're listening, if you're watching, you got to meet us in the man cave before the big birthday. I'm sure he's going to be there. He better be there at the St. Patty's, Chris's birthday party and all that, because we could finally talk about cars. Jameson, I just want to know about your car.
What do you want to know about it?
What?
I mean, it's blue.
What got you? I mean, what possessed you to get this blue Subaru here? Just tell me a little bit about this bad boy.
So honestly, I wasn't even looking for Subarus initially, and it kind of got to the point where I needed, something that was more versatile, because I had an Acura RSX, two-door, but started thinking about family. It's all about family.
Yeah.
I live my life quarter mile at a time, so I decided to get the WRX all-wheel drive turbo so I can still have my fun, four doors, take the family around. And then eventually got to the point where I wanted just a little bit more, so then I got the STI model, which gives it a little bit more power, more about handling and suspension, so I can still have my fun on commutes.
Now, how long have you had this car here, this particular model?
This one for about 3 years now. It's a 2020 model, so I got it during that year. It's the last of its kind.
Oh, really?
Yeah, everything's going hybrid and electric, so.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
So what are your feelings on that? I mean,
I'm on the fence, but I still feel like there's this niche community, which is, us car enthusiasts that still love, the combustion.
I get it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not nearly as acknowledged as about, you and Chris, of course, but I totally get it. There's just...
Yeah.
If this wasn't the car of choice right now, what would be the ultimate dream car for you? If it was sitting right here in this parking lot right now.
Ultimate dream car of choice.
I know it's a tough one because there's so many of them out there.
Does it have to exist? It's the question.
It's your car.
Honestly, to be completely honest, it would be this car with much better gas mileage.
That's a great answer. That's a perfect answer now that I think about it.
Yeah, I love it.
You know his schedule. Just let me know. We'll get him on here. And of course, Dustin, come on, man. You got a voice.
Another busy man,
Another busy man. Yeah. Oh, come on. Don't they like shoot the shit for at least 30 minutes?
You know what? You know where we could get Dustin?
Oh, yeah, because we need to start thinking about that. Well, you know, it's amazing. I've been hearing some people that are so afraid. I'm like, you've got to sit down, stop. Look, guys, I've already talked about in season one. I'm a prime example of understanding what it's like to be afraid. I truly get it. I'm not going to go down that rabbit hole. I'll leave that card up in that corner if you want to watch that video when I talked about when I got carjacked. Okay, been there, done that. In other words, I don't want to say there's no excuse. It's just, you just got to take the time, breathe, and understand. Get to know the whole thing, the ins and outs. You really need to educate yourself. Yes, I understand. There are some idiots out there that are doing things they should not be doing when it comes to guns. We all agree to that. Everybody that I know that are supportive with our Second Amendment, they'll tell you right off the bat, there are some morons out there, right, Chris, that should not have a certain thing in their hand.
Better believe it. Probably throw a rock and hit somebody who shouldn't have guns. But this is the country we live in. And you know what? That is, unless we want our rights infringed upon and we want to start handing over our liberties, this is our country. This is what we signed up for. This is what we can't start wavering on one thing without affecting another. It all starts crumbling like a house of cards. We are where we are. We got to go from there. Education, as you said, Scott, education is the key, and we're not educated.
Oh my God. I think you could make a documentary on. Yeah, that's what I'd call. If I was going to do a documentary right now, it would be called "We're Just Not Educated Anymore." We're not. And that could be a subject matter that could go on its series on its own. I'm sorry if you're offended. I seriously doubt you are, but we're just not educated anymore. Okay.
You know, we're trailing the rest of the world in almost every category.
I'm going to say, this whole, this ozone thing, this whole warm climate ordeal. What is it that they keep on talking about, Chris?
To even think that we are so significant that we could impact the earth in that way, people aren't thinking straight. We are so small and insignificant. We are a blip on the earth's timeline. The earth has been through asteroids, has been through volcanic eruptions. It's been through a magma surface. It's been through, the moon hitting it and splitting off into its own satellite. The shit that Earth has been through and still came out able to inhabit life, we're foolish to think that we have any significance in Earth's history. We just don't. We're not that. We're just a little piece of Earth. We need to be grateful for it giving us life and go from there. We need to stop worrying about all the other shit because... Oh man, see, this gets me on.
Oh, I could tell
this
you
gets right. Me, this gets me back on electric cars.
Okay, you know
I hate to burst people's bubble, but I've worked on the lithium battery plants. Do some research for yourself. When next time that you are sold the lie that electric cars are safe and they're more beneficial for the environment, look up lithium mining. Look up what they have to do to get that lithium out of the crust and get it to where you're going. Dirty, nasty business, 10 times worse than any internal combustion engine can do for the atmosphere. It's a whole ball of wax there. And then what you got to realize is that little electric power station that you're getting your power from, 9 times out of 10, it's hooked up to a fucking diesel generator a few miles down the road. It's just fucking, it's all a lie. It's all propaganda and it's all politics. And if you keep believing what politics shoves down your fucking throat and put your head in the sand, you're going to be fucking blind forever.
Here we go for all these Ice Age individuals that are freaking out right now. In my lifetime, when I was, let's just say right before I was born, and it started feeding off then. Chris, let me ask you this. What did people generally use to heat up their homes?
Oh.
Coal.
I mean, the stove.
Coal.
Wood burn. Oh, yeah, coal. Coal. Yeah.
Coal was delivered to people's homes to heat up their home. And if you look at a lot of photos back in, let's say, the 60s, or say the 60s, early 70s, you would see like this big smog, especially, let's say, over Cincinnati, Ohio, Dayton, Ohio, where it's a big bowl. And they talk about how this was back in when I was barely existing. Okay. And they talk about they didn't worry about that stuff. But then they said, wait a minute, this coal stuff's not good. This is not good. We stopped using that to heat up our homes. Then we started finding more efficiently ways with our factories and everything else. The ozone has been so much cleaner within the past 50 years, but I can guarantee you all these individuals in certain parts of our country are saying, we're going to go into, you're fucking up our ozone and everything. Look, we've been cleaning shit up over the past 50 years. And I guarantee you a lot of these individuals, millenniums right now, are probably not even realizing that we started cleaning shit up back before when I was a baby.
And you know what? You know what really fucking gripes my ass? All those people that are preaching that shit are over in California, which is the most overpopulated state in the fucking world.
Now why are they moving out of there?
They act like they are the center of the world. And they place the blame on everybody else. You need to do this, and this, and this, and this, and this. You're the one fucking it up. Don't blame us. We're doing fine over here.
I mean, seriously, people, if you're listening, go look at some photos.
Per capita.
Go look at some photos back in the late 60s and 70s of like certain cities. And like Chris is saying, yeah, California. Sorry to interrupt you there, but I'm just leading on to the fire there.
No, like more car guy talk. I have this conversation with Jameson actually all the time. Carb legal stuff. Did you know how many rigorous tests that our cars actually go through get brought here just because of carb legal? Carb is California regulations.
Yeah.
Just to be in California, not the rest of the nation, not the rest, just that one fucking state.
Hell, a truck driver in California. Okay, if you drive a truck for a living, and you go into the state of California. And don't look, guys. Look, I'm not trying to bash California's a beautiful state. There's no doubt about it. I would love to be there.
Fuck.
Oh God, yeah. Oh yeah. Because
I lived out there for a while. Fuck that place.
Northern California is gorgeous. I love it. Put aside all the, you know, I'm talking about the visuals and all that. It's fucking. I went to. This isn't even about it. I was gonna say Alcatraz is so.
We can put all the
Alcatraz is pretty fucking.
We can put all the Holly weirdos into a fucking boat, and we can ship.
Oh, that's California okay. Out to the middle trends of the ocean. From the East Coast to the West Coast. They always start there, right? So, what are they trending there? Gee, it's been doing its good job here. Well, that's a subject on its own. I don't want to go there. It's a certain trend that I don't want to go down. No, but back to with truck drivers. Let's face it, that's a huge industry in this country, which for some people don't want to seem to look. If you don't, you can't eat without those truckers out there. Okay, trust me, they deliver your food. God. Okay,
people don't fucking understand that either. Please touch on that.
Okay, so
because you're not getting your fucking food in your supermarket,
your clothes, unless
them fuckers are traveling.
Your clothes, these computers right here, this light, this camera. Chris,
they don't
And if you drive that truck in California, how is it that they can allow people to do the things that they do in California, like say rob a Walgreens? Well, he didn't steal anything over $900, but yet they'll fucking pull over a guy driving a semi earning a living because his truck isn't clean enough.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Where did we fucking go from here? We went from Discord to
You ever seen the
See, we get into all kinds of shit on this channel.
Oh yeah, we go off on tangent. You ever seen
trying to educate you motherfuckers out there.
Have you ever seen modified vehicles in California? You ever seen how fucking bad it is?
Well, I was a friend of mine. You talk about this.
Yeah.
He had to go through a lot of shit when he moved from Ohio out there to take his Saturn car. So if you're talking about what he had to go through, I kind of did.
I mean, anything in order to get CARB legal, I mean, you're talking about everything from your catalytic converter to your O2, to your windshield, to your actual air intake.
Yeah.
You're talking all that shit just to get CARB legal. And then after you, if you have even remotely, if it seems like you have
Alcatraz.
They stereotype out there.
Yeah.
They stereotype. And if you have even remotely near a performance vehicle, they pull you over and they inspect your engine to see if anything is modified.
Yeah.
And if you are, if they determine that you're modified, whether you are or you aren't. Perfect example is the Elantra N. They started putting a performance package into that. And it's selectable from the factory. This guy got pulled over in California because what it did was a backfire in its exhaust, which the actual manufacturer like actually put that into the car to perform that way, to sell that car because it's a performance vehicle. They determined that that car was unfit to be on California streets and sent it back to the state ref. That state ref had that case going on for 6 years. It cost that guy another $31,000 to fight that state ref.
You know, this reminds me of something that I did watch. I think it was on YouTube, a gentleman who basically, because they're high, very expensive vehicles that he basically delivers from, like, I want to say something like from Texas to California. And because he's been through a lot of this bullshit, I guess he gets pulled over in California all the time. And he has all these legal documents because he's been through it time and time and time.
Yes.
Because he's very, everything's legal. The cops there don't know a fucking thing.
No. No, I've watched so many where they're actually sitting there looking at the engine bay. They go to certain things. They go to the fuel pressure regulator. They go to the air intake. They go to the head if they can see onto the ignition coils. They go onto the exhaust manifold and they go to the downpipe. They look the same shit over and over. And if they can determine that's not factory, then they fucking shut that car down.
And dear Lord, if you got a stubborn cop that doesn't want to be proven wrong, you'll be out there all night.
Oh my God. They just, they just stare at it. California is such a fuckery. I can't even.
Alcatraz is pretty damn cool though. And here, okay. Here in Ohio, this has nothing to do with it. This is when I was about, 10, 11, between the ages of twin and 12,
Okay.
I'm going to ask and no one's going to answer. How many people here in Ohio know this law? Is it illegal to have, in other words, can you drive in the state of Ohio without a rear bumper? Is it legal? Yes or no? And this is where you would fill in the comment section. And I'm going to give you the answer right now. In the state of Ohio, you can drive. A truck. You don't have to have a rear bumper.
Or front.
When I was between the ages of 10 and 12, I can remember I wasn't driving, obviously.
I was just small,
having a good old time. Even though I don't like the SOB, he knew the state laws. He had a pickup truck that had no rear bumper, and the cop pulled him over because he didn't have a rear bumper. And I'm not going to talk about who this person was because I've never liked the SOB. But he's educating the Ohio State Trooper. Or sorry, it was actually in Harrison Township, on North Main Street. I remember quite well because it was close to where there used to be an ice cream shop there. Was it Shears or something? But anyways, he's telling the cop, you don't know the damn, you don't know your job for shit. I can remember because I was laughing my ass off hearing this guy bitching out this rookie cop. So his supervisor had to come out there and basically tell the Ripper cop, yeah, he's basically right. You pulled him over for nothing. It's legal to drive a truck without a Ripper. I'll never forget that. It's the little things, of course. And I had a blast because I was a little 10 or 12 year old.
I've driven cars without front bumpers, rear bumpers, hoods. Oh man, you better believe I got some stairs with the hoods, especially with a turbo vehicle with an open to atmosphere blow off valve. Oh man,
I grew up in Dayton. I know shit. I used to see modified Volkswagens back in the day. You don't see those anymore. So yeah, I know what you're talking about. Well, Chris, I think we definitely touched some major sensitive subjects here. And it was quite interesting. If you and I are the only people that enjoy this podcast, then you know what? Oh, well, so be it.
So be it, baby. So be it.
It was just supposed to be about Discord, and it went into something else. So
everybody knows the dice are loaded. Everybody knows. Such a good song. Please plug that.
Down to business. I got my wild cherry diet Pepsi, and I got my blackjack gum here, and I got that feeling. Yeah, that familiar feeling that something rank is going down out there.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded, and everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guy's lost. Everybody knows.
Oh, I was just thinking about the movie itself. You know, I do miss season one sometimes because of the certain subject matters. Not about, you know, it's just like your top five movies, top five, whatever.
I mean, all that means is we revisit.
Yeah. It's that damn new channel that I had to discover, that new platform, because I start uploading those old, you know, and I start watching them again. I'm like, damn, those were fun. Rumble, by the way. Rumble is the way it's probably going to be. You'll probably see us. You know, I'm actually thinking about doing a little bit of, okay, if you want to see the rest of this video, you got to go check us out over on Rumble. Just makes more
sense. Rumble's fucking cool.
Yeah.
I like it. The more and more I've been watching of it, I like it.
Yeah, Rumble.
It's not bad.
They just really support freedom of speech over there. And I don't get me wrong, I loved YouTube back in my day, but there's just so many restrictions. You really have to walk on eggshells. And Rumble reminds me of what YouTube used to be. They just they respect freedom of speech over there.
You know what I love? There's a kind of a settings menu that you can go to, and you can have it to where the audio will just play in the background when you put your phone on, you know, your lock screen.
Yeah.
So I do that all the time while I'm at work now. Can't do that with YouTube.
Oh yeah. Did you,
watch me every time.
Did you notice how you could set up a filter, especially if you are a big gamer? See how those gaming. No. Oh yeah. There's a Rumble has a big like thing for gamers and all that on there too. Because they try to, because obviously, like with Twitch, Twitch got big with gaming and all that. Like you said, with Discord, it's like Rumble's like, there's something going on here. So there's this, like this. In other words, when I upload a video, if any of you have a YouTube channel, you know what I'm talking about. When I go to, like say, this case to up to Rumble, it was the same thing: the title, the description, and all that. But in YouTube, it kind of wants to know what's your video generalization about. Is it entertainment? Is it educational? Is it just certain formats that they want to put you in? With Rumble, you've got two choices. You've got more than one. And let's say, for an example, number one, it's a podcast. Woo, that fits perfectly here. And let's say Chris and I talk about, on this particular podcast, well, it's about a certain game. I can go down and it might have a certain major trending tag about that game. Well, I put it in there. It's going to help our that particular video, that podcast, be recognized more on Trender. That I fucking love. And we're already being monetized on Trender. Or just say Trender on Rumble. Yes, we're getting monetized on Trender, whatever the fuck that is.
It's your tease, I've noticed.
My tease?
Yeah, you're twin.
Are we twins? It's that AT and twin. It's that AT&T thing that's got me all fucked up. Oh shit. This is going to be its own episode. There's no doubt about it. It was fun.
Rumble, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
Let's get ready to rumble. That's all you got to think.
I'll get all those episodes caught up to where we'll eventually have everything going there on Rumble. Of course, if you really want to support us, you can get our apparel over there on redbubble.com, where we have all sorts of Meet Us in the Man Cave hats, T-shirts, stickers, dear Lord, hoodies.
Children. California isn't too hip on that, but we're gonna keep doing our thing until California comes down on us and puts their regulations on our, you know.
Rumble doesn't like pedophiles, so we gotta be that's the other thing I love about it. They do not like those motherfuckers on there at all. So yeah, we belong there, so
okay, like them even more.
Yeah. No.
Good shit.
And if you are like me and Chris, if you drive a lot, chances are either on Spotify or Apple or God knows what, you could catch us every Tuesday around 8 a.m. Eastern time with a brand new episode. That's right. I said it with some pride because we're competing against all those other weak-ass podcasts out there. We're not afraid to talk about other things. We're not just about baking cookies and stuff. Yeah. Oh,
that's how I fight. Did you see it?
Yeah. Or that's a weak ass way of saying hit that fucking button. Chris and I want to thank you for listening or watching Meet Us in the Man Cave. Since you enjoyed watching us, make sure you want to tell all your friends about us, subscribe today, and click on that notification bell. It's going to be helping you being reminded when our next episode is uploaded, or even possibly a live stream video. You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and of course, YouTube. You can listen or download to Meet Us in the Man Cave on your favorite podcasting app, available to stream or download so you can listen to us all you want, whenever you want. For more information, go to meetusinthemancave.podbean.com.